Welcome to Reckless Dice Live Play Sessions with your Game Master, Michael Wilson. In this session, we carry on with Part 7 of Buried But Not Forgotten. Enjoy.
Alright, so it's been a while, and I'll start off with what I normally start off when it's been a while, a dream. So Ella is remembering, she's dreaming of a time long ago when you first opened your apothecary shop. And your father, you just started it, and your father was leaving for another trip for his merchant caravan. Mm-hmm. And so you're standing there that morning, and he's looking over the shop, and he's very, you know, has a big smile on his face, and he's nodding his head. He looks over and says, "I'm very proud of you. This is something. You have your own business." Well, and he looks back, you know, towards the caravan. Well, we should be going. We want to make it to town on time. So he gives her a very big smile, and all this emotion of the, you know, he's left before and done things. You've stayed behind to learn, but there's something about this that feels a lot more permanent. There feels like you know, he's leaving, and you're now really staying behind. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of opens his arms up for a big hug, and Ella dives in, and she embraces him. He wraps his arms around. He's a large man. He's holding you tight, and there's this kind of just safety and warmth of, you know, of him. And Ella says something to him. What does she say?
She says, I'll see you soon. Come back safely.
I'll always come back. You know you're in my wolf pack. And then you're like, what? And then that wakes you up.
Am I really snuggling with Lars right now?
This is...
I have something I cannot say right now.
So this is the situation, Ella, you find yourself in. You're on the floor. Well, this is where Lars sleeps. You're on the fur that Lars sleeps on in his room. Uh-huh. Half covered. Either he is half laying on top of you. You're on your stomach, but he's half laying on top of you, or it's a very awkward spoon. You can't tell which it is. There is a fur in between you.
Uh-huh. You
have one arm out from your shirts. Your head and one other arm is still attached in there. Your pants are pushed down off of one leg, and they're hanging kind of on the thigh of another one. You remember at some point last night, you were like, these are really getting in my way, and you kick them off. And you're like, oh, that's better. But you don't remember the context at all. Oh. You kind of look over. Lars seems naked. He has his breeches on, and they're unlaced. Just lay a hair past the line of decency. He's just that much more open than he probably should be.
But he always sleeps like that.
Yes, yes.
What stays in role-playing stays in role-playing. What happens in role-playing.
And now you're winding back through your mind, trying to remember what happened. So what did happen last time? That you can remember.
I mean, I know, based on who I know I am, I get the sense that we might have just been very drunk, but nothing really happened.
Oh, but what happened yesterday? Like, what was the last session?
Well, I remember us getting very drunk and merry. That's what I remember.
Okay.
Yeah. And Lars and I being really buddy-buddy.
Okay, well, that was all part of the Darmstadt festival, yeah. And you met the priest, yeah. And he talked to you, and he gave you a whole bunch of vodka, and you felt you could trust him.
Right.
He mentioned that there was he did see someone that looked like
my father.
Yeah, your father and he married her? I can't remember.
We don't really know who she is exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
she's been around for a while. She was another apothecary in the town. Yeah.
And so she is someone who matched her description, and they went south towards what seems like Schildorf.
Right.
And then, of course, there was the whole ceremony and everything. You started talking to Lars. You do remember you talked to this man who had some. He had a whole bit. He had a large library. He was talking about bookmaking, mm-hmm. And he was really. And you seemed very interested. And he told you to come by his his home sometime and we could talk about books.
Okay.
Somewhere in the mix of everything.
Yeah, I'd have to track him down.
Yeah. And so after that, it's kind of a blank. You remember, you feel like, you remember the pants going, oh, these are uncomfortable, it's hot, they're in the way, and you kick them down, and that's about it.
What?
He's still sleeping. He's, like, out.
I'm going to just kind of punch him awake a little bit, nudge him until he wakes up. Wake up, Lars.
Ella? Where are we? And Lars sort of looks around the room. Looks down at his pants, sort of pulls him up a little bit. Well, we should probably find the others. He gets up in a hurry.
What did we do last night?
We had too much to drink is what we had.
That I remember too.
This is strange to you. This entire room smells like jasmine.
Yes.
And as you look around, you can see that your very nice organized things have been scattered all over the room. Along with the other articles of clothing that, you know, that are like the top clothes.
Whose room is it?
It's Lars's room. Okay. Yeah. Which one makes it strange.
Lars is sort of getting dressed in a hurry.
Yeah.
I mean,
He seems very uncomfortable.
Did we...
We had too much to drink.
Because I don't think that we did.
We had too much to drink. That's, Yep. Too much to drink. Yep.
I'm gonna collect myself and my belongings.
If you're collecting all the stuff, underneath you see this, there's this symbol. Like a round, like a little round piece of metal with these, six swords pointing in towards, I believe, a hammer. But one of them has like a gash. One of the swords has like this gash over it, like it's been marked away or something.
Hmm.
And that actually brings a memory. You remember him talking about it and saying something about his father, but you have no idea what else he said about it.
Mm-hmm.
You think he talked for a while about it, or maybe it seemed like a while, but that you just like something about this and father and him, and apparently he has a lot to say about it.
Hmm.
So.
It's some kind of symbol, or?
Yes, it's
like a necklace, or?
It'd be something that it could be worn. In fact, make an intuition check.
An intuition.
Which is based on intelligence.
With what difficulty?
We'll go with 2 purple.
I have a boon.
You remember, you think you saw something like this before, but you can't place it.
Okay.
You swore, you're like, I this looks familiar, I've seen one of these somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
Can I, is it something that I can pick up and carry with me, or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's take it.
Okay.
Dang. One night, she's just taking your stuff.
I mean, he doesn't
you
notice
Do you have a card for that?
I think I might. I have my holy symbol card.
Yeah, if you...
Yeah,
that is okay. So we'll get you a card now, then give it to her.
Okay.
I pick it up not with the intent to do anything with it, but just because it's lying around. I'm like, oh well, this needs to be picked up, and I just take it with me.
I'm not stealing. I'm cleaning.
I am cleaning.
Yeah.
You're so messy, Lars. Jeez.
Oh, your money is laying around. Let me just
picking that up.
Yeah, and put it in my bank account.
Okay.
So much bigger.
So where are you guys headed?
Well,
you've got ready and are going where?
Well, first off, can I make some sort of roll to see if that's missing? If I realize that, because that's pretty important to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm a little out of it this morning, so I don't know.
All right, you can get an intuition check, or you can just roll a fortune die, and if it comes up
a fortune die.
Just make it simple.
Nah, I don't realize.
Okay.
Okay.
Mine's on other things this morning.
So, anyone else? Yeah. Anyone else in the house?
I believe the dwarf Ragnar is there.
Yep. Came home with you guys yesterday.
Oh yeah.
You know the whole story we did.
Yeah.
You heard a lot of noise. It might have been talking, it might not have been. You heard stuff get knocked over.
I retired to my room early. I just didn't care. I didn't want to know.
And laughing. You know, there was a whole bunch of stuff going on. You don't know.
The sound of rubber gloves and drilling.
What?
Just a bunch of weird random things.
Brad Pitt with the one glove. Are you one on this?
Where did these gerbils come from?
Whoa. Fight Club. That's
no, I know. I got your Fight Club reference.
Okay.
I got it.
Do you come out of your room when we're up?
No, I'm staying in my room until...
So as soon as Lars gets dressed, he goes right to your room and starts pounding the door. We gotta get going!
I open the door. What's the problem?
Let's get moving.
We're going to the brewery?
No, that's... No, we gotta get Manfred and... yeah. What else were we supposed to do today? We got stuff to do today, and he sort of just heads outside.
I just follow you.
Conrad hears this. You're starting to wake up, because you live there also.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear Lars talking to Ragnar.
Oh, yeah, I wake up, and it's a normal day. I didn't drink too much. I just kind of had a fun time, so I'm strapping up and getting
ready. Come home late?
I did not come home late. I don't know what happened after the ceremony.
not too much. You,
was there a party back at the palace or
no? Nothing like that. Nothing. I mean, there was just people in the streets talking, drinking, and
I mean, I probably took it easy. I wasn't. I wasn't feeling like getting drunk.
You heard some noise that woke you up, but you're on the other end of the house, so
no. I had a good night's sleep. I'm well rested. I'm ready to tackle the day. I'm actually curious. You know, you had mentioned that you had something, Ella, about... You'd heard something about your dad, and I was curious about if we were going to follow up on that.
From the thick headache I now am developing,
You look tired. You really look tired. What are you doing coming out of Lars' room?
Where is
Lars?
Fell asleep. And anyway, I think something about the town south of here. What is that?
Schildorf?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, actually, I was going to try and maybe head down there today.
That's where I want to go.
From the front porch, you hear, Conrad, are you here?
I walk outside. Oh, yeah, I'll see you outside. Oh, the sun feels great.
Yep, once it does. Morning. We should get going. We should get moving. We should probably find Manfred today. We're heading to Schildorf. Is that where we're going?
Schildorf sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good.
I've got some business there. Ella said she needed to head down there.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of looks off. Yep. Let's do that. Let's Manfred, let's go. And he's just start walking.
Hey, Ella,
down the street.
Come on out here. Are you ready?
I'm just running after Lodge with like some of his armor that he hasn't put on yet.
Oh yeah.
Don't you need this?
I very slowly follow.
Manfred, what are you doing this morning? You were gambling last night.
Yeah, I was gambling last night.
Sleeping.
Gambled as long as I could, made whatever money I could, and then eventually headed back to the tower for the night. Get nice, good day, nights of rest, and got up early and just doing the normal rituals, making sure everything's in place, doing some whatever assorted wizardly things.
Okay. So where are you headed, Lars? You're headed to
assorted wizardly things. I was sort of heading toward Manfred's place.
Okay.
I'm kind of headed that way. I am sort of waiting for everyone to catch up, but you know, I'm sort of let's go.
Okay, so you guys are all gonna follow Lars to the.
You feel unusually invigorated.
I just need to get out, fresh air. All I smell is lavender.
All right. Do you guys talk about it? You guys have any scenes or anything on the way there, or is there just like uncomfortable silence all the way?
Conrad's being his oblivious self.
I'm showing both of them looks.
Well, I'm gonna walk along with him. And since he was in the house last night, I'm going to ask him if he knows at all what happened last night.
Oh, I mean, we all came home. I sounded like somebody dropped something in the middle of the night. There was some, like, rubber snapping and drilling going on. But otherwise, you know, I that might have been a dream. I had a great night's sleep. It was wonderful.
I was putting in a doggy door.
Home.
That's what that sound was.
Another joke. Leave it alone.
That's awesome.
So nobody was out in like the living room when you came home.
Family party.
Actually, I came home before you guys did.
Oh.
Yeah, I was actually already in my room, but I heard you were all pretty noisy. I had to tell you had a good night. You guys were all out drinking. It looked like.
Yeah, I can't really remember what happened last night.
Oh.
What's the weather like right now?
It's pleasant.
Pretty nice out.
Weather. It's autumn, but it hasn't really fully turned.
Not too brisk. Yeah. Well, gonna be cold winter.
I'm gonna catch up with Lars and be like, "Do we need to talk about this?"
What? And we, there's nothing we need to talk about. Sometimes you drink too much, you know, things happen.
Right. So no need to be awkward.
Nothing's awkward.
Who's awkward? Yeah.
I don't know who was.
Yeah, I know. And he doesn't like look you in the eye at any point. Something's not quite right.
I'm going to bump the party tension meter up a notch. And put a fortune point in the pool.
I'm going to do my best to kind of calm him down and be like, you know, you can stop freaking out. Stop freaking out.
I'm not freaking out. You freaking out?
You're freaking out.
But what are you going to say that's going to stop him from freaking out?
You know, if I end up getting pregnant and having a child, whoa, you will have full rights.
Are you telling him that?
Oh,
you don't have to roll. You can just take a point of stress.
Math stress.
You can just take a point.
Give him a couple.
Just one for now. That's fine.
Baby. Ah.
Not freaking out.
I really wish I didn't bring this girl home. She never showed her where I lived.
All right. So we cut to Manfred's place, and there's this boom, 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 boom on the gate. Again, he has a Manfred the Grey Wizard has a tower. It's actually newly fixed up. It looks like there's been a lot of new work done on it. Has it's gated. There's a wall with a wooden gate in the front. Looks like there's like a long building, and part of that goes up two stories to make the tower. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's like a little like not stable, but like, you know, covered area you put horses rather than like a enclosed. So anyway, boom, 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 boom.
They're here.
Uh-oh. Great! I'm yelling downstairs.
You're at your desk. Something blows in on the wind, it seems, and it's this little... It's like some paper. It lands on your desk.
That's ominous. I pick up and look at this piece of paper.
Okay, in this black lettering, it scrolls out, you know, you are notified, we are coming. And it has the mark of your college.
Okay, I'm gonna roll this up and stick it away on the bookshelf and take a look around real quick. And I guess I better get out there and see those other guys and think about what's gonna be coming down the line. So I'll run out and open the gate up. And
as you leave, the camera lingers on the thing and it disappears.
Nice.
Cute. Oh, see, troubles are ruined. All right, so I'll come down, open it up, see Lars.
You ready to go?
As you open the door, we didn't do this earlier. Can we describe everyone? So there's Lars.
Yeah, Lars is, he's almost 6'4". Big guy, bald head that's sort of, the hair's coming back in, big beard, wears a lot of furs. Very burly sort of fellow.
I would say clothes hastily thrown on, but they generally are anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you wearing your tabard for being on the city watch?
I'm not.
Okay.
I didn't throw that on.
Okay.
I got it, like, in the sack. In my bag, I'm carrying with me, but I haven't put all my clothes on yet. All
right, and there's Ragnar.
Make jokes about the sack. Ragnar is a dwarf, and he has a long beard, has lots of ornaments and stuff in it, and he only has one hand. And with him is a small dog, Grimpaw, who is barking happily at seeing Manfred.
Ella's a human. She's, 5'4"? She's got some robes on. She's an apothecary. And she's a little disheveled this morning.
That stands out to you. Lars, not so much.
Mm-hmm. Ella's generally pretty meticulous.
Yes.
Yeah. Although, if I'm close, I may smell of lavender.
Jasmine.
You have a hint of lavender.
Yeah.
Of jasmine on the...
I noticed this. Smells like jasmine.
Conrad is also a human. He's middle-aged, and he wearing his big suit of chainmail and a large sword, to some degree looking a little large. He doesn't look like he quite fits into all of the armor he might be wearing, but not that he's scrawny, just that he doesn't look like he's full-bodied necessarily. But otherwise, he's got the starting of a good white beard going.
Ragnar, please.
Are you dyeing that beard, or are you just going gray and white?
I mean, he's in the beginning stages of salt and peppering, and his beard is probably...
And he's middle aged.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's probably in his 40s or so.
What?
I didn't want to. I don't know. Would I ever give him an age?
No, I'm just saying. What are you talking about? Middle age is the only time you could salt and pepper up.
Okay.
I say, pointing at my already.
Well, that's why I'm saying. He is older than you are, and therefore he can actually sport a... I want the beard that's on my judicial champion.
Okay.
Token is where I'm going with
it. And as a character, you're not in your 40s?
No.
You're dead! Ah!
Yeah. Ooh, insanity! And corruption.
And he's got a very large two-handed sword on his back. Which he seems proud of.
And Manfred is just a human, Reichlander, gray wizard. He's just average height. He's got just jet black hair and just a gray robe of his order. And too many swords. I got, what, two swords on me?
Yeah, you scaled
it. Like, no, I used to have four.
Yeah, I used to, but I got rid of it. Downsides. I just got a couple swords on me. Yeah, so, yeah.
That guy's a wuss. He only has one sword.
I always imagined you with gray hair. I don't know why.
No. Gray wizard. No gray. No gray hair.
Ragnar has a very nice looking hammer that he's very proud of.
And people touch. Did you forget about...
No, I said that.
He said one hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Alrighty.
He lost his hand in a situation that has yet to be explained to anybody. It's always different each time he tells it, though.
Alright, so you arrive...
Where are we going? You've gone someplace?
Schildorf. I think we're heading there. We're going. Come on.
I got things to do here. What?
You're going with us.
What are we going to do there? I got things.
There's a bounty on the way. We're going to help Ella out. There were some other things I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I know we need to get there.
I notice you're looking a little even worse off than usual.
The weather's good. It's a good day for travel. Let's go.
There's money in it, right?
I'm sure there's money in it. There's always money in it. Let's go.
Yeah. You gotta give me a couple minutes to get things tidied up around here.
Right, right.
You should probably tidy yourself up too. And you too, Ella. You look a little... What happened last night anyway?
What's your drink?
You smell good.
You do smell better than usual.
Which is surprising.
Thank you.
In fact, Ella Ella notices a distinct musk about her that she has not usually have, and she would actually like to take a shower, if at all possible.
It's a bit manly, bit wet dog.
What have I done?
Not at all unpleasant.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear, you guys decide over what actually happened, so that's all in your hands. Or you can leave it as, I don't know.
I still don't know.
We should roll.
Maybe I know.
It may come to us later.
That is your decision. I'm not going to tell
There's
you
only
what happened.
One that night.
Ragnar gets to choose.
Got to not pay me in real life. I'll keep it quiet in the real world.
Okay, so...
I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah, talking about babies and whatnot. Whoa.
She blasted.
Anyway. That was before we got here.
I know, but... Out of character, talking about babies. Oh. That's quite a leap.
It's a real world consequence.
Yes, wolf pups.
Wolf pups. Okay.
You just gotta be careful you don't get a litter inside you.
Oh my
god. Wah,
So, how about the real life weather, huh?
Yeah, so.
I'm gonna push the real party tension meter.
You're gonna need a break.
Yeah, do the cleaning up, whatever I need to do.
Do you invite us in, or you just sort of shut the door on us?
No, you guys can stand out in the courtyard. I'll be right back.
Sweet, we haven't been in the courtyard yet.
Yeah.
We'll take a look around the courtyard.
Okay.
I'm distracted now. I got something to look at.
It's just, yeah, there's like a single building with a tower that comes out of the top of it that has like two other levels to it. There's another room that looks like some kind of storage, and then there's a spot where if there were horses, you could, you know... keep the rain off of them.
Does it look like there needs some fixing up?
It looks like actually it's been fixed up. There's some new wood there in areas. There's some new mortaring and all that. Well, there is also a little like sty area where you can keep some animals.
Hmm.
A pen.
Does he keep any animals in there?
Not currently,
no.
I don't really take you for much of an animal person.
I'll get you some pigs.
Eventually, yes.
I'll raise the livestock.
No. No, you won't.
Got some chickens.
Okay, so I'll do the cleanup. I will not notice that the note is gone. Close it up and be on my way. All right, let's go off to Schildorf. There better be some good money in here.
Oh, we always come across something, don't we, huh, my man Fried?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, I'm not as jovial as usual. It's kind of like, eh.
Jeez.
Okay.
You look like you have a heavy weight on your shoulders.
Yes.
You poke too much.
Maybe a father.
All right, to Schildorf, do you guys do anything special before you go?
I don't.
Talk to anyone? Go get anything? Maybe you guys get some supplies or something for the trip?
Oh, we should get some food.
Are we walking?
I don't have horses.
Lose.
I mean, before we leave, I'd like to see that guy who offered to talk to me about the books.
Okay. you ask around a little bit, and you find out his name as I scroll through on my little cards. Berthold Graver. He's a bookbinder in town.
Bookbinder.
And a scholar.
Uh-huh.
If you want to go visit him.
I do.
Okay.
We're going to go, Ragnar and I, at least. I don't know about the rest of you. We're going to go get some food. Rations for the trip.
Food sounds good.
Lots of alcohol.
All right. It's a 3-day trip. Just to take care of that. It's a 3-day trip. One of which you can stop at the inn. The other you have to stay on the road or off the road or have mm-hmm. camp off there. And then you should be in Schildorf the end of the third day.
How are we looking on getting paid and all that kind of stuff?
You guys should have already gotten paid by...
We got paid in the first session we started with.
Well, no, he got paid and he got paid. Your payday comes in a couple of days.
Okay.
There's schedule of it. Yeah.
I'm just starting to run low on funds. Kind of wanted to see where I'm at. Took a couple of days. All right.
What were we lacking last trip? We need some bedrolls or something?
Arrows? You guys did.
Yes, we need a bedroll.
Need some arrows, right?
I do need some arrows.
We'll get you some arrows. You go take care of what you gotta.
Thank you.
Take care of what we'll get you some arrows.
You know, I am. After sleeping in the forest, I'm not really wanting to recreate that, so I'm gonna buy a bedroll.
Okay.
And a few rations.
Okay. I'm just going to ballpark it all. The entire thing would cost you for a quiver of arrows, 4 bedrolls, because you have one.
Got one.
And then supplies, let's just call it 6 silver.
From each of us?
Just total. Oh. It's not that expensive to get bedrolls and other things like that.
Lars just quickly paid for it all.
Thank you, Lars.
Mm-hmm. Just to make it simple.
Keep buying food.
So Berthold is he answers the door, he leads you into the study. You walk past an area what looks like a bindery. He's got like a bunch of, it's a bunch of like flat area. It looks like he's making paper, and then there's things to kind of press it and stretch it out and all that. His hands are stained up to like halfway up his arms with a black of like ink. It's all faded, so it's kind of gray at this day, or like a little, I guess, bluish tinge or something. But it's obvious he works with these things a lot. And his sleeves are all rolled up, although they're splattering all over him. He's got his monocle and his large mustache. And so, and he talks at length at just about anything. Mm-hmm. Like you start, so he goes, oh, so what, if I remember correctly, you were into herbs and poultices, and it's an interesting fact, and then he talks to you about 15 minutes about different, it's very interesting for about 5 minutes of that, and the other 10 is just him kind of going off on these philosophical tangents.
Ella's going to listen to him politely, but when she gets a chance to say something, she lets him know that she's interested in learning how to, read, essentially, because I don't even think I know how to read. Do I know how to read?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Not until you've acquired
education. So I'd like to learn how to read so that I can expand upon my knowledge, my healing knowledge. And I ask him if he'd be willing to teach me how to read.
Oh, yes, of course. It's so wonderful having someone else to talk to around here. There's, if you don't mind me saying, not very many intellectuals in town, if you know what I mean. Although that wasn't always the case, you know, Bokenhof was originally founded as a bookbindery. And he goes on to the this history of Bokenhof a little bit.
How do you want to work out the teaching schedule? Because I actually, I'm set to leave town today, but I will be coming back, I think.
Oh, well, when you get back, we'll work it out then.
Okay.
And he goes and he pulls a book and he starts flipping through. It's like a small codex. And he's like, do you know anything about poetry?
No.
Oh, wait. And he goes and gets another little one. Here. He puts it in front of you. And he goes, this is an index of herbs. And so this may be a good starting point for you because here's the picture of it and it has the name underneath. Now, of course, there's much more text on the side, but this may give you a start, a place to begin.
Sure. Yeah. Ella picks it up with quite a bit of interest and says, thank you very much.
Oh, and then here's the one on, here's one, there's another three volume set on healing that you may be very interested in. You kind of flip through it a little bit and you realize this is like, it's just all text with a few diagrams. You're like, oh, this is way too much. But the other one might actually be like a starting point to learn education.
I'll politely decline the three volume text and tell him I'll start with this.
Oh, he looks very, very disappointed. He goes, oh.
But next time, you know, once I get the reading thing down, we can explore these.
That doesn't like make him as happy and jubilant as he once was, but okay, he seems at least mollified.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and borrow this. Does he want anything in return?
He seems to trust you.
All right, great.
You don't know if he's just kind of naive or if he's just excited to have someone or if he sees something in you.
I'm gonna assure him that I'm gonna bring this back in good condition and I'll see him when I return to town.
Of course, wonderful.
Farewell.
You also notice that, and this really gets to you, his books are kind of, he has like an organizational system and there's stuff on the walls, but there's also like stacks of things just all over the place, and you get the sense that he doesn't, each book isn't necessarily like something really special, it's the entirety of the library, and he doesn't keep track of everything. So, you're like, you know, if I took this, he would even know.
Would he even
yeah.
I'm just going to stick with the volume he gave me.
I think you guys need to become his apprentice and organize his shop for him.
That's an excellent idea.
That might be step two.
Yeah.
Some jobs for everybody in this town.
But I first need to know how to read before I can tell that everything is
before you can invent the Dewey Decimal System.
Okay. Is there anything else you guys do as...
No, I'm rationed up. I'm equipped up.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure to pick up rations, and I think they've already picked up bows for me.
Yeah, we're going to
and rations.
Awesome. So I'm all set.
And a bedroll.
Can you give me a refresher?
I'm passing them out.
Bedrolls.
Who wants the purple one? Who wants the blue one?
Maybe.
I got the cars too, sleeping bag.
Refresher on what my seeds were in Schildorf. I remember it had something to do with...
The
noble son and the gal.
Okay,
I don't recall specifically.
Ethelyn was sent up. There's two things going on with Schildorf. One, Ethelyn was sent up because
there were problems there.
Yes, there were problems. Said
something was happening that was bad. She needed to get out of town.
The other end of it was the taxes. The taxes were running
out of money. Yeah.
And when they showed up, it was incredibly light.
That's right. Uh-huh.
So there's something going on there.
Anyway, so I can't recall if I'm being sent down there, if I'm more investigating out of curiosity.
There was no impetus for you to go. There was no one telling you you needed to go.
Okay.
The other thing was, of course, Ella's
right, she has some leads, and I'm curious to help her with that.
Yes.
Okay, another one also, you know, just my paycheck comes from the people who are, if the tax money's not coming in, my pay might be in jeopardy too, so I want to make sure that the money keeps flowing.
Money's got to keep the
flow. So are we all meeting back up?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we all meet back up. Lars is much more put together. He's got his mercenary tabard on.
Looking as professional as
yes.
ever.
He throws the quiver arrows to Ella.
Did you want to get a better bow? Because right now you have the crappy goblin bow.
Yes, I do want a better bow.
Okay. Did you want a short bow or a long bow?
What is the difference?
Encumbrance and damage and range. Short bow is going to be a little bit more short range. It does a little less damage. And it's cheaper. And it doesn't.
And short much. People can't use long bows.
Why?
They're too short. A bow takes is very a longbow is very tall, so you have to be human. A dwarf or a halfling probably couldn't use a longbow. That's only major. I mean, you'd want a longbow if anything.
Oh, so it's 4 encumbrance for the longbow, 3 encumbrance for the short bow. The longbow costs twice as much. It does actually just as much damage, but it can shoot a little pierce.
That means it reduces one of the opponent's armor.
Yes. Punches through armor better.
What's the cost?
I'll take a longbow.
It's 40 silver.
I have that.
While we're out, we got the longbow. And as we walk up, I pull it from behind my back. Here, you need this.
Oh, you're being unusually nice to me all of a sudden.
And I wink at her.
He wants to get lucky too.
No. It was
just stirring the pot.
No, sort of like a knowing like wink.
I know.
So, Lara seems very much put together now. All right, listen up, people. We have common interests here. We're going to Schildorf. But on the way, you know, we got to fund these things. Public enemy number 1, Jeff Mannheim. We're going to hunt him down. He's worth a bit of money. He's on the way. We're going to take out some bandits. It's in all our best interests, gold-wise and safety-wise, to stick together.
I mean, Conrad already has his sword out. He's like, I've been wanting to do this all day long now. I have the itching for the combating.
Well, we're going to go get Jeff Mannheim, and that should pay for this venture to Shieldor.
How much money?
I shake my coin purse, and it sounds empty.
Give me the bow card you have.
Did we happen to see what the price on Jeff Mannheim's head was before he got torn down there?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
I thought it was like a lot.
It was quite a bit.
It was a bit.
I think it was
a bit.
A lot.
A bit as good. You don't really think things through, do you?
We're talking gold.
We better be.
We're talking gold. Would I lead you astray? I don't wait for an answer.
It's well worth it. I'm already like walking next to you. I'm like, I'm ready.
All right.
I'll hold my grudge.
I'm feeling good. All my wounds are healed.
If it occurs to Manfred, because he is not all gung-ho, that the bandits aren't found and they're somewhere in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Which means run around the forest and look for them.
Yeah.
After looking the part in the festival all of yesterday, Conrad's like really invigorated to like, you know, be the warrior that the town thinks he is.
No, I'm just gonna see how this goes.
That helps Lars. Lars is all right.
I'm warrior. I'm psyched. It's a good day.
Like the
weather's good.
So on the map, where are you guys headed to then?
Yes.
So Lars's rough plan is we're gonna head to Shieldor.
Lars's plan,
but. I figure we could stop at the inn, maybe ask around about sightings of bandits, that sort of thing. Get some more information on the road. But I figure on the road we'll run into people that maybe have been closer to the open.
The Tallow House Inn, the inn halfway.
You know that the bandits have been attacking this upper road, this road kind of north, well, I guess, yeah, it's a little north of the forest. Mm-hmm. So that one, not the Dusk Road that runs down to Shieldorf. They've been heading up there. Mostly they've been hitting tax shipments going out to the electric count. Mostly.
They come out at night, mostly.
Okay, well, we know that, but I think we could probably track them down from this road. It's on the way to Shieldorf. And if we don't find them when we hit Shieldorf, we'll hit them on the way back.
And why was Manfred compelled to come with us on this particular adventure?
One, he likes gold. Two, we could use his help.
And three,
no, that's never the reason why he's coming along. One, he likes gold.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
two,
why is he here?
The opportunity to see people die and take their money and run.
He needs to fund his gambling habit.
Well, the other end of this is doing things for the town, the more spectacular, is also a little feather in your cap for for your test.
That's true.
Considering you don't have any research done.
That's very true.
Oh, and are you also fleeing your college or something because they're coming after you?
Mm-mm, no, it's personal.
I don't think we know anything about it yet. All
right, company, let's head out.
All right. So how is the tower going, Manfred? I mean, it's looking good.
It is looking good.
As we pass it.
Yeah, as we leave it, I'm like, hey, that's, you know, it's looking sharp.
I'm quite proud. I found some very good workers that did a good job very quickly. There's a lot of work to be done still, but progress is progress.
Yeah, the chicken coop really brings the room together.
Good paint job.
So what are you going to be doing there? I mean, your room.
The courtyard.
Yeah.
Are you going to be playing with your spells and stuff up there?
Playing? Great wizards don't play. We do serious work. Work I don't even need to tell you about.
Do you have cats there? So I'm like really scared. Are there cats in your tower?
Cats?
You know, felines?
No, there's no cats.
Meow.
I mean, I imagine he keeps it pretty clean and all the spiders gone. No spiders.
I'll give you an odd look at the left field question about
you,
cats.
You know I have a fear of cats.
Yeah, but why would I have cats?
Because I believe wizards.
I mean, you do live alone up there. I mean, maybe he has lots of cats.
Don't you get lonely, Manfred?
No.
Flowery curtains and cats.
There's nothing wrong with being alone.
A lone wolf sometimes has to be alone.
It came out of nowhere, it's really uncomfortable.
No, being alone.
Like, playing at him.
Stop wrong!
Lars is in the lead the whole time. He's not really looking back at anyone. He's just sort of listening to the conversation. Very focused on the road.
I'm like giving Lars free range of this mission to like test him to see how good of a like mercenary he would be if he wanted to actually help me bounty hunt. So I'm like following his plans and letting going along with his stuff.
Okay.
It's a little test.
We're all folks.
I'm gonna regret this.
Okay. So the way down to the towel house, that's what you guys are talking about, kind of back and forth, and you're off on your own. Anyone else doing anything special?
No. I want to test out my bow.
Okay. You take some time and you shoot
that's a
cup. Can I shoot it ahead of me, like as we're walking, and narrowly miss Lars?
All right, if you make a ballistic skill check, you can narrowly,
hit me in the ass.
This is going to be the father of your children.
I mean...
Another joke? Leave it alone.
Ballistics is which one?
It's ballistic. Yeah. And so roll, it's going to be one purple.
What?
Is it Cupid's arrow?
No. And I'm going to give you a...
I was going to say something. Really
I'm going to give you...
Can't say.
Two yellow for, you know, the not hitting him. But you could get like a chaos
or
star or something.
Or do you secretly want to kill us?
Yeah. I mean, it whizzes right there. I basically want to see, did you do something horrible or did you get a chaos star? Okay.
A success and a critical.
And two boons.
And two boons. Okay. How close do you want it to get?
I mean, I want...
Right between his legs while he's walking.
You're the baby daddy, fool. You better respect it.
If you ever take advantage of me again.
I want it to graze his ear very, very closely so that, like, a little piece of flesh comes off.
He's already missing, like, a part of his ear.
Do you do that as sort of a surprise, or do you say back there that you're going to practice your bow?
Do I know
that you're going to shoot the bow back there and turn around?
No, you don't know because
there's
I'm not...
There's a fly by your ear.
I'm just kind of really engrossed in my bow, and I just kind of take it out without anybody... Like, without paying attention to anybody, really. And I'm like, oh, huh, how does this work? And I draw, and I happen to aim in your direction.
So it hits my ear.
It grazes your ear.
Okay, that... Take another stress.
What have we got?
It's behind the
buffer. Lars is going to be stressed out before he even starts.
Lars pulls his sword, drops to the ground. He's looking around in the woods.
Sorry, I yell out, sorry. I didn't mean to...
There's a little blood trickling.
Yeah. Lars looks a little hurt.
I look hurt too because I gave you that bow.
Why did you do it on purpose? I was just testing.
Do I have to take that away from you?
And a fortune die. The arrow breaks. It lands. It's a tree. It snaps. So you have one less arrow. All
right. Fair enough.
I look very hesitant now.
I have some salt or whatever, some herbs for that.
Can you gently apply that?
I think she really just wanted to test.
She's
going
to get close to you. I'll make him bleed and then I'll heal it. He'll love me forever.
Misery style.
You can't leave.
It's his ear, you guys.
What you don't know is this ear has been sewed on once already.
Yeah. This is my father's ear.
I took a wound once and it almost came off.
I apply some herbs to his ear.
No, you don't
anyway.
Even get near me. As you come near me, that's fine, woman. And I sheath my sword and keep walking.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Man up.
And a good one.
All right, I continue on.
Is there wound cards for your pride?
I'm somewhat pleased that I could shoot as accurately as I just did.
I'm going to add something, but I want to kind of backtrack before you guys left town. It's right. A big deal. I'm like, oh, I forgot this. So you guys are getting ready. You guys are leaving through southern exit. Actually, you guys are over in the market square before you leave. You're getting everything and kind of getting together. And this man rides in on this horse wearing all black. And he kind of comes up and everyone kind of gives him some leeway. He's got all these like trinkets and such of Sigmar and whatnot. And he looks around and he points to you.
Conrad.
Yeah. Goes, where do I find the priests here?
When I kind of like, you know, bulk up of Sigmar?
Yes.
As I point to the...
He says it like, you know, like, well, duh, that's the only priest that's necessary, you know, that is important. Yeah.
And I point over my shoulder a little, slightly intimidated, and...
Yeah, it's hard to see the cathedral from here just because of...
I know generally where it is, and I kind of like to think, well, the cathedral of Sigmar is right back in the main square.
Well, Sigmar be with you. He rides off.
Can I, as he's walking away, can I just do a quick observation check on him?
Yes.
Or an intuition check? Or...
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That would be intelligence.
So he does this, and then You show up. Ella shows up. And this is where, hey, we got your bow for you. Because you're outgoing.
Succeed.
Okay. What do you want to get? What kind of things you want?
Who is he? What is he? He looks like an imposing figure. I kind of just want to get a...
You get this information along with her. Then you go over and you look and you see Dietrich Hartman, the witch hunter. Right, and he just rides by you, doesn't know, he doesn't recognize you.
Yeah, have I seen him before?
Yes, well, yeah, I remember he came and asked you, according to your history.
That's right, we've spoken.
Yeah, but he doesn't necessarily know, at least you don't think he knows that, you know, who you are.
Okay, right.
Yeah, he came asking it for information about, you know,
I'm just some random woman he's spoken with.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's an imposing figure, huh?
This is what he looks like with a, you know, he doesn't have this big hat on, but...
My face grows ashen. I'm just like kind of paralyzed as I watch him go by.
Do you know that guy?
See that
I've spoken with him before.
Then my emblem's missing.
He kind of looks like a witch hunter.
He's a witch hunter.
He is a witch hunter.
He is a witch hunter.
How do you know a witch hunter? Way.
He's questioned me
like
in the past.
Sigmar something.
Wait, Conrad does shifty eyes 12. For a minute.
I'm not a witch.
Okay, well. I think other people need to... I'm a little uneasy, you know.
Crazy. I'm just like, I bet he has a cool nickname.
They call him the Hammer.
He doesn't even have a hammer. I just wave him off.
Okay.
And then Lars just made a check to see if he remembered his symbols gone. Nope. You didn't notice. A little too distracted.
Didn't occur to me.
Okay. So this kind of flavors the walk down.
I've never had a dealing with a witch hunter, but I've heard of weird things. As we're walking, I kind of... It's never good when they come into town.
Why
are you telling us?
Well, why would he be here? I mean...
He's sort of talking out loud, right?
Yeah, just to kind of, as we're walking, you know, maybe 2 hours later, I kind of bring it up. It had been on my mind for a while.
Witch hunters are just men. They die like everyone else.
Yeah, but why is he here?
We're on an emo today.
Wow. Cute.
I mean, if he's here, that means something that he needs to get rid of is here. That, well, maybe we could help.
Maybe he's looking for information.
Ella would like to share what she knows, but she's a little unsure right now if she should or not.
Does she visibly show, like wanting to be part of the conversation, or is it...
She's listening intently to you, but not saying anything.
Yeah. Conrad's probably too oblivious to subtle womanly ways.
I'm mad at her because of the bone.
and you can't even hear.
Silver on that.
I was just testing it to make sure I could use it properly.
There's birds and squirrels over there. The person we need to live is right there. I'll shoot that direction.
I mean...
It was a misfire.
This will teach him to be awkward.
She's cleaning the bow and off.
Was it a misfire?
Like last night, we may never know.
Well played.
But you know something about this virus.
Oh. Okay, so on that note, we'll Lars grimaces, and then we cut to the inn.
You call me Stumpy all those times.
Oh. Alright, so it's the Tallahouse Inn. They make candles here.
Is it like evening time?
Yes.
Okay.
About the same time as last time, and it took about the same amount of time you got. It took.
Can you please get me one?
Sun's about going down.
Can I also have one if there's a Dr. Pepper? I'm sorry.
Yeah, there is.
Bartender, we need more chips.
Thank you, sir.
Salted peanuts.
I think we're just planning on spending the night and then moving on, right?
Yeah.
Should we ask about the bandits?
I was going to ask some questions
about
the bandits.
Okay. So it's a shilling if you want your own room. Was it a...
Common room for me.
Common room was what?
I think the adventurous spirit has caught Conrad, so he's going to do the common room.
Wild common room.
Well, I mean, he's been, you know, I don't know, he's feeling like roughing it.
You're roughing it up with
I thought you were all regal and like, I'm so
I was, but now I'm, kind of, I've got the adventurous spirit today.
Yeah, you're roughing it up with the common folk now.
Yeah, I'm going to, I'm mingling with the locals.
Because what was it, four pennies?
Yeah. Four pennies?
Four pennies.
For a common room.
Common room is...
Room? Private room?
I'm going to take a private room.
That's one silver? I think that'd be best.
Okay.
Best.
And I think you need to sleep out here with us.
I would sleep...
Wait, I missed it.
I was going to say it. Never mind. You almost got me there.
Do we learn anything about the bandits?
Is there like a market or anything?
Not here. It's an enclosed inn.
Okay.
There's again. What's her name?
The daughter of the apothecary.
Jenna Sauber, daughter of the apothecary. She runs her own inn now.
She owed me a drink. I didn't forget. She's gonna take me out for drinks later.
All you guys do is date in this game.
I can't remember if I was reckless or conservative, but I remember I was supposed to have drinks with that NPC.
Not on purpose.
Change the intro music. I don't want to wait till the last to be over.
We'll have to do a music overlay on the part where you guys like wake up or something. Or like when Lars gets that. We all know the moment's coming where Lars is like and Ella are separated and there's that wisp of jasmine in the air and he like kind of like remembers back. Yeah. We all know it's coming. I'll put it there.
Face covered in blood. Little tear.
My vote's for She's Like the Wind from the
She's Dirty Like the
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happens when girls roleplay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it adds a very well needed level of actual conversation awesome. To it.
You didn't know Lara before you came.
You're
the game.
Sitting
on all the NPCs that we know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you guys want information?
Yeah, is there anyone else staying here besides the innkeeper tonight? Maybe Bandit.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Actually, no. Okay. I had to get a boon on either of those.
So the innkeeper is the only one there?
Mm-hmm.
I want to speak to the innkeeper to see if she's seen anyone that matches the description of my father and the older apothecary.
Okay.
Come by.
I think you asked that last time.
Did I?
You must have.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe more. How long ago did her father leave town?
A couple weeks ago.
And how long has it been since we last passed through here? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's only been like
maybe day before yesterday.
It's because you guys. Well, yeah, because you guys came back up.
Yeah.
Then you had one. Then you had one evening, and then the last evening, and then you're coming back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's been a short period.
Yeah, it's only
okay,
a few
well,
days.
Well, then never mind.
Well, you know, go ahead. Let's see. I'll make a roll just because you have a new sense of urgency in your voice.
Or perhaps the innkeeper has met other people who have heard things.
All right. You know, we're talking to her. There hasn't been a lot of business coming up and down here, unfortunately.
Hmm.
There was that one group of merchants that came through that had the broken wheel coming up, and it's been really quiet, which is unfortunate.
I was a little disappointed.
She does remember something now that you mention it.
Aww.
It was a couple weeks ago they came through here.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know which direction they left in?
Oh, they were headed towards Shildor.
Okay. That happens to be the direction I'm heading to, so maybe we'll stumble across them. Did they look well?
Well, the woman did, but the man looked fairly ill.
Ill? Like how ill?
I don't know, just coughing and kind of he looked very drowsy, you know, like something was wearing on him. He might, you know, he may want to see a doctor.
This is worrisome to Ella because he is traveling with an apothecary, so shouldn't she be able to heal him? Suddenly she thinks to herself, what if she's really not an apothecary and now she's poisoning him in some way? Either way, she's feeling very, very worried, and having seen the witch hunter is now having a hard time keeping all of this to herself. So she's going to seek out Conrad. Mm-hmm.
Take two stress while you're at it, because each of those things is worth one.
Yeah.
Love him and leave him.
Do I notice she goes looking for Conrad?
Are you paying
you're
attention?
Ignoring me.
Do I?
Are you paying attention? Are you pretending not to?
Anyway, I'm going to the barkeep.
Yeah, he's going to go sit in the corner and sulk.
Romantic.
She gives you a big smile, very warm.
Thanks again for letting us stay here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. That's what we do here.
We love this place.
Oh my God, stuck to love triangle, please.
Yes.
We're looking for the bandits. We're on the trail of the bandits. I don't suppose you've had any word lately? Travelers being attacked by anything other than goblins?
I've heard a lot about them, but not too much along this road.
Yeah, up north.
Yeah. Lucky for us, too. I mean, where there's hard enough getting business where, you know, as it is.
Oh,
not too many people coming back from Shildorf, not too many people going out.
Is that abnormal?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. There's no one to ask.
Good point. Maybe we'll find out. Anyway.
Well, let me know, because this is seriously hurting my business. If I didn't have the candles, then I wouldn't have anything. Because she has the candle making.
All right. Well, can I get some water?
Oh, sure. Not the your usual...
Nope. Just water.
Yeah. Mars is now a teetotaler. To get
keeping
you some water.
Keeping it sober.
From Crossroads. That's probably best.
I threw you a menacing look.
Former priest of Ulrich, straight in. All right. Does anyone else do anything?
Well,
through the day.
Yeah.
You want to?
I'm going to discuss with Conrad the witch hunter that we saw earlier, and I kind of approach him, and I'm like,
and did everybody else see the witch hunter or no?
No.
Was it just us two?
Just us two? Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they saw an opposing figure walking through town, but you were really, you guys were there. Uh-huh. They just saw, oh, it's a guy in black, and there he goes.
I saw the back of his head.
Conrad was the only one who saw Ella's reaction to him.
Yeah, well, you actually paid attention to him and like, whoo, what's this guy all about? And she recognized him, so.
You did mention the witch hunter on the road.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, so everybody's aware of him, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not at the time.
Right.
But not everybody is aware that I am feeling so freaked out about the witch hunter.
I would assume Manfred would be more freaked out.
Hey, Ella, what's up?
That's why I've been kind of quiet. I'm sorry.
That witch hunter we saw earlier, you seemed kind of worried about it, and I was just wondering why you were so worried about there being a witch hunter in town.
Are you guys off talking somewhere else?
Like, we're not like room? Far away. It's a small room.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like one room, so
and it's quiet. So I'm sort of like listening in.
Yeah. So,
and you're talking to the innkeeper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
It's not so much I'm concerned about that particular witch hunter. More so, just what it means that a witch hunter shows up in town. That's never really a good sign. Usually means he's tracking something. And,
I know what he's tracking.
Oh. What?
I think he's tracking my father, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He strokes with a quarter inch of beard that he has going.
The salt and pepper one?
Mm-hmm. The same.
The one makes you look old.
Hey.
Oh. Whoa.
That was Lars. That wasn't me.
Take two critical ones. Yeah. That was the GM. That was not me.
Yeah, the water was poisoned. Oh, sorry.
Oops. That was the world.
I actually just raised my head and talked to the rest of the room. Have you guys ever dealt with the witch hunter before?
This is what happens. This is what's happening before you say that. Lara, you notice she's kind of smiling at you a little bit. She's kind of pouring the charm on a little bit. Make a discipline roll versus her.
The barkeep?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It never works the other way. I don't know
what's going on. Remember when we used to fight things? Now we have to fight advances.
What's the verse?
It's going to be discipline. It's her charm. Her fellowship is 4 because she's very, she's...
Oh, so that's... I got 3.
Okay. So you're going against a 3 difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't going to, like, completely make you smitten, but you're going to take notice of her and probably, it'll show. What you do about it is completely up to you, but it'll...
She should take a black dice because I'm a little angry right now.
Okay. She should also take a white die. You should take a white die if you're angry.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm a little put off. I
yeah, but you know what? She should also take a black die. You should take a black die because you're also a little on the rebound. So
she shot your ear, man. I'm a pretty lady.
Oh.
All right. So we got two boons and a chaos star and a whole bunch of fails. Well, you can get rid of one of the stress with the two boons. This is obviously this attention is making you feel a lot better.
I chat her up the rest of the night.
Yeah,
just sort of. Yeah.
Okay, so the
cat's
knowingly or unknowingly.
I'm just chatting her up. I'm just oblivious. She's a beautiful innkeeper. So, mm-hmm.
So your normal flirtation level.
Yeah, our Lars does this all the time.
It's standby.
All right. Well,
I'm falling more into the old Lars rule.
Okay, well, let's see. The Chaos Star, you jump out with the
yeah. I kind of like I blurted out in an unknown attempt just to incorporate the rest of the group in the conversation, but also just to kind of like make it so that it's not a secret knowledge of this witch.
Well, it interrupts their conversation, yeah, exactly. And they both turn. When they turn, you notice kind of the look on her face and look on his face, and the Chaos Star, it kind of puts two and two together. No matter how you feel about it, you feel something. So you take a stress.
I take a stress?
Yes. Because you kind of saw, hey. And you don't know. You might be okay with it, but there's something that just got you for the suddenness of it.
And what did you say about the Witch Hunter?
What's the Warhammer equivalent of Mori show? Because we need to get on there.
You are the father. I'm sorry.
If we even ever did anything.
We are still not sure what happened.
Oh, come on.
Magnus the Pious Lie.
I'll never tell.
I feel like, hey, have you guys ever dealt with a Witch Hunter? Kind of like as if I thought you guys were listening in anyway. And
Lars turns around and he sort of back to his cocky self. Let's see. Troll, goblins, he names off some things.
Black dragon.
Nope, no witch hunter. He turns back as well.
That's the stress point. That's the point of stress that you get. Again, it doesn't necessarily mean you feel any specific way about it, but that just kind of hits you.
The way I'm feeling about it is very irritated.
I think
there you go.
Used.
Yeah. No, I don't feel used. No?
Okay.
He does this all the time.
We've all been assuming that A, we've done something, and B, that I'm attached to Lars in some romantic way, exactly. But I don't think those assumptions have to be true necessarily.
No, okay. They don't.
Because
the only thing the stress is that the suddenness of it got you.
I was mostly annoyed with Lars to begin with because he was being so weird and awkward, so I shot an arrow at him.
Wow. This will make you not weird enough.
This will make everything A-okay.
Snap out of it.
Now we're friends again.
But now he's just being so weird and cocky that I'm annoyed with him.
Fair enough.
Okay. That's exactly how men work.
Another joke. This is right by. Anyway, back to the Witch Hunter. At that, I will get up and come over and sit down. Witch Hunter, huh?
Ella, tell Manfred what you told me.
You have dealings with the Witch Hunter?
I mean, Ella doesn't know if she trusts Manfred.
I don't want to talk to a Witch Hunter.
Well, nobody wants to talk to a Witch Hunter.
But you're going
to
make us.
What do you know about Witch Hunters?
They're bad news.
Well, yeah, I know that too. You
shouldn't be involved with a Witch Hunter.
I'm not involved
with a Witch Hunter. What have you done to get yourself involved with a Witch Hunter?
Whoa, pal. She starts.
That's kind of how I'm feeling. I've shifted to sit next to Manfred right now. I'm a little concerned.
Fine. So,
I want to help, but I don't...
In the interest of clearing my own name, essentially, I will say that... basically, I'm just going to relate my entire story. I will say, you know, I had my own apothecary business in the Border Princes, and then one day my father disappeared with an older apothecary, and I went after them looking for them, and one day in one of the towns, I ran into the Witch Hunter, and he began questioning me about two people, a man and a woman, who were very similarly described to my father and the older apothecary he was with. And so I now know that he seems to be tracking them. I'm not sure why. I don't know why. But I'm trying to get to them before the Witch Hunter does.
Mm-hmm. And you think your father's in Schildorf?
Well, yeah, because the innkeeper says that's the way they've gone, and the old Sigmar priest back in the town we were in previously also said he mentioned that they moved down that way.
So what do we do if we get to your father first?
Well, I need to talk to him, obviously. I mean, I need to ask him why a witch hunter is trailing after him.
So the witch hunter's on horseback, and he's in the town that we just left. But he just, he kind of looked like he must have just gotten to town because he didn't even know where the cathedral was. So he's probably not too, and if the Sigmarite priest knew, I mean, that witch hunter's maybe already on the road.
You'll have to pass us first.
The witch hunter doesn't know that I'm related in any way to the people that he's tracking, as far as I know.
But I'm saying if we have a 2-day journey still to Schildorf, and the witch hunter's on a horse, and he very well could have left the same day we did, or if not just later that afternoon.
We need a horse.
We need a horse, and he might still even arrive here at the toll house, at the inn tonight. I mean, if he's on horseback, he can easily catch up with us, if not overpass us. Basically, I'm thinking if we're going to still help in trying to reach your father first, we need to find a way to get to Schildorf before the witch hunter. We have to assume he's already on the road. Because that information was very easy to get. If he knew who to talk to, and that...
Well, if he knew who to talk to.
And that's exactly... He was going to the place with the guy who knew it.
Okay.
So, it's... It was... He pretty much... His first stop was 100% guarantee that he was going to get it.
And has he showed up at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just you guys.
You're nothing but trouble.
And... And Jenna Sauer.
This is making Conrad very nervous. Mm.
Don't look to me to help you with your problems.
I didn't ask for your help. You just came in and sat in on my conversation.
If the witch hunter shows up, you're on your own.
The witch hunter is everybody's business.
I come in Sudan. I've dealt with a witch hunter before when I was out looking for a bounty. They're not so bad. We had some drinks. You know, he was a friendly guy once you got to talk to him after a couple of drinks.
Is that how you lost your hand?
Well, we did get into a scuffle. So it just trails off.
Did he bite it off?
I don't remember what happened. It's kind of like, look at everyone's reaction.
It's one more of those things that somebody else knows the true story to.
I have secrets. Yeah, they're good with your kind, but they don't take too kindly to me.
No one takes too kindly to you.
Finally, somebody
I'm at the bar. I'm sort of half turn listening to the whole thing.
You.
Okay.
Well, we need some horses, I think, is a given.
You're making it sound like we need to outrun the witch hunter. We just need to make sure the witch hunter doesn't get past us.
You say this back from the bar because you're not at the table.
Yes.
Okay.
He's all like, yeah.
Basically.
All right.
You play.
Jenna gets up and she just kind of gives you a smile and goes, "I'll leave you to your friends there." And she gives you this kind of knowing, like, "Hey." And she goes off and takes care of business.
You want to go up against a witch hunter? You crazy?
What's a witch hunter guy that we know?
We went up against a troll slayer. It wasn't so tough.
We went up against a troll.
Yeah, but troll you guys did that with me. I'm not going up against no witch hunter.
Troll slayer already beat the troll.
Who is this witch hunter?
I mean, we can't murder a witch hunter.
I'm not saying we need to murder him. I'm just saying we need to find my father first.
Well, he's talking about it.
Well, if he wants to murder a witch hunter, I'm not going to stop him.
Witch hunter just doesn't need his horse.
We're not talking about murder.
How do we stop a witch hunter's
stopping?
Horse?
Take the horse.
You're going to steal from a witch hunter? Doesn't that add you to his, like, veritable book of grudges?
Ooh, witch hunter.
That's the whole point. Ooh, witch hunter.
My book of grudges is a lot more scary than his. We have rope. We have manacles. He's no problem.
I'm seeing the repercussions of our actions in here being long-lasting.
I'm getting up.
These new people.
You guys are crazy. You want to go up against a witch hunter? I can't be part of that.
Manfred, for once, I'm with you.
Stomp off.
I stomp out, too.
He always walks off.
Do you go up to his room, or do you... wherever he's going, we're gonna okay. Bitch and moan about it together.
What?
I'm following you because you stopped away from the table, and I'm agreeing with you.
Second layer was
you need something.
Right, walk back.
No, I kind of stopped now, like I was a puppy dog that like, was pet once and then like walked away from. And I'm like, but wait, what? I thought we were friends.
I've said my piece. I have nothing else to say on.
Why stop awkwardly at the landing as he walks up the stairs and turn around and come back down?
Yeah.
As you come back in the room,
we all see that.
As you come back in the room, I say, I don't want to kill any kind of witch hunter, and I glare at Lars.
I just need
to get to my father so that we can figure out what's going on. That's all that I want to do.
We'll leave first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. Early start. Everyone agree?
Sure.
I think we should probably warn the innkeeper if he's gonna be staying here. Let us know if you want to try and stall him.
Tonight. Why would the innkeeper
He's gonna
help
come
him?
In the common room. We're all gonna be here.
Why would the innkeeper help us, Lars?
Yeah. Oh. Wait.
What kind of help do you want from her? We're gonna be ahead of the witch hunter. What, you gonna send a raven or something?
Wait. If the witch hunter is coming down the road, he's gonna stop here at the inn.
She could stall him.
Maybe tonight or maybe tomorrow.
Hmm.
And if we're on foot, I mean, he can travel easily twice as fast as us, so...
He's got a horse. He might not necessarily stop here.
Lars is slowly thinking.
But he wouldn't travel at night, you think, right?
He's a witch hunter.
He's a witch hunter.
We could have the innkeeper distract him.
That's a great idea, Lars.
With candles.
That water seems to make you so intelligent.
Wait a second. You're right, it does.
The time's taken.
So can you persuade her to hold him up?
I'll see what I can do.
We need a picture of you doing that. Or an animated GIF of just like we
the eyebrows. They're wolfy and bushy.
Oh man.
So I'm gonna go find the innkeeper before I turn in.
All right. She's in the back, kind of cleaning up some of the cookware. She kind of looks over.
She's like, watching.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
And lean up against the door. So you probably heard some of that.
A little bit.
Yep. Some trouble on us. It'd be helpful if we could get a day or two ahead of them. You know, maybe someone could lead them the wrong way.
Okay, make a charm check.
Are you wearing leather armor or something?
He still smells like jasmine, right?
And yes, he smells like jasmine. He's going to be able to play off of your distinction and get a white die, or you can get a black die if you decide it works against you.
I'll take the white die and
black die and a point in the fortune pool.
Well, either she finds the jasmine like appealing, or she
goes,
it's another woman.
Yes.
Let's do the black die and the fortune.
Okay.
So instead of the white die?
Yeah, so she does recognize, hey, that's that doesn't look like you'd, you know. Let's see.
I'm trained in charm, by the way.
You are. Her discipline is going to be against willpower because you're trying to convince her of doing something like, you know, that's most people don't want to lie to a witch hunter. Her discipline's 3.
Mm-hmm. My willpower is 3.
No, your fellowship is 3. So it's 2 dice. She already likes you, so add 2 white dice.
I mean, she was coming on to him.
So. Yeah, so that's already kind of in play there.
This wouldn't even be an option had that.
How large the game?
I know. Because this time he wasn't trying.
All your
and what
characters
what what's
tried.
What large what do we have on the what kind of talents are we throwing down? Yep, I know a guy.
Jack of all trades. I know a guy.
Is this a fellowship check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can add 2 white dice if we exhaust this.
If you can tell her, if you can explain how you know a guy that could help her do something.
So by the way, do you get to broken health very often?
Sometimes.
Let's start off slow.
You know, there's this place there. They have a great stew. I think.
I know a guy there.
Maybe I know a guy there. Could get us a good seat. It's a very, very nice place.
All right, add the 2 dice. You're kind of offering her a date. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
But I know a place and a guy.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else you want to add before?
A fortune.
Wow, we're putting a lot into this.
She's special. He's been a fortune teller.
How you doing?
You have 2 chaos stars.
But Sigmar's comment.
He got all successes, but
5
chaos
successes.
Stars.
Oh my god! You're gonna have an epic.
2
evening.
Boons.
Yeah, that is gonna be a good evening.
It's gonna be a good night until like the very end.
So just so we got
until they misfire.
So we add it all up: 5 successes, 2 boons, a Sigmar's comment, and 2 chaos stars.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh man.
Close the door.
So
behind
lofty
me.
GM.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. No. That. Okay. You get the sense that she's totally on board. You get this feeling that you kind of got a little bit of a bad boy thing going. Like, oh, you're on the run. That's the angle that seems to be working.
I was
more.
Gonna go with that.
Yeah.
She says she'll help you, but she closes the door first.
Yes. That's the 2 chaos stars. She might want something in return.
Well, you know, I'll go with it. I'll just kick the door closed.
Okay. And we'll fade to black with there.
Next scene.
So you guys are in the room. The door just slams.
Wait a minute. We're end scene?
Yes, this is perfect.
Yeah, next scene. Please.
Next scene. So you guys are traveling the next day.
Lars is once again really messy.
Lars is back to his normal self.
Still got it. You guys have a night, so if you had any stress or anything else...
He has stress. It's gone now.
I think Ella has more stress.
If this is bothering you, you wake up with a point of stress. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
She's good.
It's not bothering me. In fact, I'm relieved that all of the party, like, the dynamics are back to normal.
Okay.
Oh my. You get all right, so travel.
You know what? You know who's awkward now is the rest of us. We're so all walking separately.
So who just
we
so
slept in the common room?
And we heard it.
Thump. Candles falling over.
Use the hot wax. No, it's when he howls like a wolf. That's the bad part. That's the part you don't want to hear.
Wait, did we hear the howling?
There was howling.
There was some howling.
Okay. It's a howl growl.
Well, I'm wondering, you know, maybe we hear howling.
Well, okay, the people who don't... No. You guys may hear the howling, the two in the common room. The two in the other rooms, those are luckily on the
Okay, well, Brian, you and I are the only ones who would have heard what may have gone on night one. Mm. We can talk about the differences and performance each later.
Not in my presence.
I don't think I want to talk about this.
You guys want to talk about it, you guys can take stress on your own.
Right. So, on the road.
Who's sitting with who? Or who's walking with who?
Can we be friends again now?
I'm sort of, kind of, we're buddying up again. It's not like it was yet.
No.
I make eye contact with you now.
Oh, good. Yeah. Great. Can we, like, walk alongside, not, like, close together, but, like, at the same pace, not saying anything, but otherwise not being awkward?
Sure.
All right, then.
Lars is sort of whistling.
This is a very specific walk.
It is.
Next to each other, looking at each other, but not awkwardly looking at each other, in 5-second intervals. Not creepy 5 seconds.
Yeah. I don't know.
And that is first base.
So obviously in the morning, no sign of the witch hunter.
No sign of the witch hunter. No, you guys are on the road. Everything's fine. You had some food. You get going. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Is this wax in your hair?
I think I might have bought it for a day or two from the witch hunter. Maybe a week.
I mean, let's keep walking.
Oh man.
Okay, so anything? It's going to be fairly non-eventful. Two days.
Do we make note of their victorious battle over the goblins as we walk by the old ambush site?
It looks pretty much like you left it.
So I smile and we like look at each other and be like, yeah, dude, we did this.
I mean, there's still this, you know, overturned wagon and all that. And
should we take an opportunity to at least clean up the dead bodies while we're here?
Are there still dead bodies here?
No, remember, they were kind of in the back. There was the little straw man dead body. That was the man. Yeah.
I mean, let's undo the ambush site.
All right.
What?
The demolish the broken
wagon.
It'd take
a couple minutes, right? There's nobody to bury or anything.
Just do some smashing and a couple cleaning, toss some stuff up the side and clean up the road. I don't want anybody else to inadvertently get hurt here.
All right.
Keep my eye out for danger while you guys are doing this.
I'm rushing.
Every once in a while, I'm like looking over my shoulder a little paranoid that someone, you know, there might be a horse coming up behind us.
But so far, no.
For some reason, Grandpa keeps howling around you.
Grimpy, yeah!
You, sir, need a bath.
He was howling last night, too.
Yeah,
you smell like candles and...
I smell like all kinds of things.
Scented jasmine candles?
Yes.
I tell him again, you smell really good today. Keep using that soap.
It's not so fun. Grandpa, yeah.
I'm like wiping
him. I'll lower the tension meter on because putting the bodies down, all that. Okay, so
I did my good deed for the day. I'm feeling better.
It's team building.
All right, you guys camp on the side of the road, I'm assuming, or you just want to camp in the forest?
No, let's camp fully visible.
Okay.
Yeah. Normal travelers here, nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay.
That's right. I use my bedroll for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy it. I thank Lars. Thank you.
Hey, you bet. You sleep in comfort in this group.
That's right. I like it.
Mine had a snake in it. I bought it used.
Thoughtful that you chose a color that matched my tabard and uniform, so I'm feeling good.
That's what I was going with.
Yeah, I know.
You're a man for you.
Why is mine pink?
Alright, you guys, okay, the next day, unless anything, you guys want to play a scene? Looks like you guys are ready to move on. So, alright, next day, sun's going down. You get to the forest starts thinning out a little bit, fairly abruptly.
I saw that. I see a pin. A chip was hanging.
Yes, hanging like right in the shirt. Yeah.
Nobody told me until I happened to look down.
I thought it was a pin for a second. It's like... It's metals.
How long has that been there?
Oh, what? A little bit.
Okay, really?
Oh, you guys.
I did not notice at all.
I thought it was part of my shirt. Yeah, it's just like...
I thought it was like a metal. Lapel.
Don't worry about it.
When you came to the game with metals, just like... This is for that one battle.
Yeah, this was for... Yeah.
The Medal of Honor.
Yeah, the little Frito-Lay.
I earned this in the Cola Wars.
you guys notice that all the medals are all actually made of food?
Keep changing like a pickle.
You're so decorated. Oh, I'm sorry. Here.
Oh, no, but that one's real.
Anyway.
Are we going to the following night?
Yeah, it's sun's down. The forest thinning out. The ground has turned from like a ruddy, the dirt, you know, it's getting a little more red as you get closer to it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, if we, you're about to introduce Shieldorf.
Mm-hmm.
On our way there, we're going to be passing by the Hunter's Lodge, which is right off the road. Do we have any desire to stop in and check it out?
We can see if anyone's there. Maybe they have information about the bandits.
It's probably worth doing, at least see what's
Do we
happening.
Need to get them to help us to keep the witch hunter at bay?
Well, the Hunter's Lodge isn't right off the road. It's, like, in the forest a little ways.
Yeah. I mean, like an hour off the road or something?
Yeah, maybe like a mile in or something like that, you know, so there's, like, a little path or something, but...
What's the story of the Hunter's Lodge, do you know?
You don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's a known location that we're going to pass right by. I just thought if there's any reason to stop there, we could.
So none of us have ever been
there. I'm not saying I want to go there or don't want to go there. I'm just more saying it's an option for us.
I'm up for running into more people to ask about.
I was hoping I had contacts there.
Yeah, from the bandit searching is probably appropriate.
Yeah.
So, if how far off the road?
I mean, it's like a mile, maybe a little bit more into the forest.
I say we go there.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm just following you. All right. See how this goes.
I'm right.
Okay. It'll take a little time away from whatever, however, your travel time to Shieldorf, because you have to go in there and then you have to head back.
So. I'm feeling more comfortable that whatever Lars has done.
The other thing has
bought us some time.
The other thing about the Hunter's Lodge is you'd be cutting your trip a little short. Like you could actually you'd get there and it wouldn't be as late as you normally camp. You think. Roughly worded.
Could we still make it to Shieldorf? So that would be on day one.
Yeah, it would be. You'd basically get to Shieldorf later. Like it's kind of like a. It's like not perfectly like one third, one third, mm-hmm, one third. Mm-hmm. It's a little short of that. Okay. So,
all right.
Is this still charging?
I've been pulling those off.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, let's find out what it's about.
Okay. You head up this little path and you get to it's perfect with the bird.
Airplane.
Yeah, and the airplane. And the airplane. No, the coin was the perfect thing. It's this wooden walled structure that seems to have been like torn down. It's like this like there's two houses, these two large houses that made up like a not a manor or anything, but these two structures, and it was walled around with wood, but it looks like it'd been broken through in two places, and some parts are burnt, some parts are, you know, there's stuff everywhere, but it looks fully abandoned at this stage.
Search for signs of what happened here. How long ago?
Yeah, let's take too long, but let's at least do a quick canvas of the area.
Agreed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Make an observation check, whoever's doing that.
Can somebody keep a lookout while we do this?
Maybe someone good with a bow.
I'll keep a lookout. I'm also still scavenging for, like, around me for herbs and things.
And not too twitchy.
Look at her!
What's the difficulty level of the observation check?
We'll go average.
There's another one!
Are you looking for anything specific? Or
I'm looking for signs of life and signs of death.
Okay.
I succeed with a bane.
Okay. Two successes and a bane.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
I intended to assist. Can I assist?
Yes, you can.
So this is one white die?
Yeah.
So a neutral. So it's a new bane.
Got the white die.
Two boons.
Just a general look around. Like, whatever's happening. Okay. Da-da-da-da. One success and a buttload of boons.
Six boons. Okay. The impression you got was this happened at least 4 or 5 days ago.
Mm. Mm, so it's fresh.
The other thing you get is there's goblin blood around some of the edges, and there's a and you've eventually overturned this area. There's like a body or two. Looked like a bunch of bodies were like pulled out.
You guys think this was like either obviously goblins? Do you think this was from the camp that we've raided already?
Yeah, I don't think it's too far from here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we're really pretty close to that. Do we? Maybe they hit this up before we had stomped them into the ground.
Around the same time, it was roughly 4 or 5 days ago.
Maybe when they were looking for us.
Actually, I think we were here in less time than this was done before we arrived at the goblin camp. So we may have already solved part of this problem.
It's not our problem right now.
We get a quest complete marker.
Another pat on the back for us.
I'm thinking.
And we get experience right now.
I will say the amount of time that you took to get to the goblin camp did factor into a number of things. So just you guys get a sense of, oh, wow, this may have, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's right about the same general time. I don't feel like going looking for goblins right now.
I don't think we need to. Carmen feels confident that we already solved this problem.
Let's go. Let's not linger.
No, let's not. All right, let's go back the way we came.
You can find more arrows if you want.
I would love to find more arrows.
You can find a quiver's worth, so just that much more encumbrance and 12 arrows.
Ella, we're counting on you being good at this.
I don't know how I suddenly became the, like, sharpshooter.
You just shot my ear.
We'd like to point out that you only did good not hitting him.
What?
Don't aim at the bad guys.
How do you know I wasn't aiming for that sliver of his ear?
So back to the road, then we sleep, then we arrive at Shulpar.
Unless you want to stay here.
Not really.
Okay. No.
I like where we already safely stay on the road.
It brings up the party tension meter, though, because that's kind of this dire, oh no.
Oh, do we want to clean up at all over there?
Nah.
No time.
There are some bodies strewn around.
It's off the road.
I'll be back again.
We'll do it later. There's like furs and some other stuff.
Nothing of value. I need to be saved.
Oh, okay.
You got enough furs.
I earn these furs.
You need to wash those furs.
So while we're walking, I want to ask Lars, is it true that priests of Ulrich have to kill a wolf with their bare hands?
I don't know if it's... Yes, it is true.
Sounds like it'll be that.
Bare hands, that's not necessarily true, but you do have to kill a wolf. Although,
is that the wolf?
This wolf?
The one on your shoulders?
I killed it when I was 15.
It's one of the ones.
That's impressive.
It is. I got a giant scar here. See that? That's how what you got to be.
That was for a different wolf.
Quite the warrior. That's all. I'm curious. I've heard stories about that kind of stuff and didn't know if it was true.
It is.
I'm gonna call it a merry warrior.
Does the spirit of the wolf haunt you? Does it follow you around? Does it lead you to certain places?
I sense that you're trying to mock me.
No, I'm just asking you a question.
Yeah, we're not friends anymore. You guys need your own, like, attention meter.
Yeah, I've merged with the spirit of the wolf.
I'm sorry, what?
I am the spirit of the wolf.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Oh, that's his.
That's the card for the thing.
So you know what?
That's you, killer.
All right, I'll hang on to this one.
That's the wolf talking.
Maybe you should check after a couple nights.
Yeah, like...
This is the only link to your father.
I have forgot about
three
it.
Three rolls, three blanks.
Daddy's not very important now. You banged the waitress.
Yeah, he's feeling good.
You had a hot streak, don't care about anything else.
That's two in a row.
Okay, hot shot.
That's the third roll I missed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I meant women.
Oh, yeah.
Assuming that he and
And we all have assumed. We have assumed. So.
It's one in a blur. That's good enough.
Okay, now we're back at Shelter. Now we're back at Shelter.
Maybe you just spooned, okay?
Maybe you did.
We did, maybe you did. Maybe I heard, maybe I
didn't. Maybe, I can't remember.
Okay, so even if you just spoon, there's some part of you that thinks, I need to take a shower.
I've been hoping.
Or a bath. I need a bath.
Yeah, did I take one at the inn? Is there any sort of...
Yeah, you could have. No, you couldn't have, because the person who would have drawn the bath for you was busy.
No. Yeah. Is there any sort of like amenities in the Hunter's Lodge for me to like?
There's no bath in the Hunter's Lodge.
The whole thing's burned down.
Fine.
They have a well if you want to pull up well water and just
dunk
it. You
mentioned that you need a bath, any time?
Well, yes, I mentioned that I would like to take, not in like a insulting.
I'm sure it'll rain eventually.
You're so comforting, Lars.
That's what I do.
So very, very comforting, Lars.
I'm going to wait for an opportunity to shower. Or bathe, whatever.
I'll find a river or something.
I'm okay with a river.
Oh, no. Water restricted VHS.
The river's the other way.
No. I got a witch hunter problem. I can help you with that.
Come on. Someone order a witch hunter?
Straight to DVD. Yep. Oh, yeah. So you guys arrive at Schildorf.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, we totally do.
Yes. This might be a good place to...
Yeah, okay.
To wrap things up for this run.
So you guys describe what we see coming up to Schildorf.
All right, so
it's nighttime, right?
It's getting towards the sun's coming down. It's just about hitting the horizon. In the distance, you see these hills with this red dirt. You know, again, the dirt was getting slightly more ruddy as you approached. The forest is thinned out here. It looks like it's been utilized to build things. And you eventually get to this town. It's walled off by a fairly rickety wooden wall. Outside of that is another structure, this large manor with its own stone wall around it. That looks very sturdy.
Is Schildorf bigger or smaller than
Buchenhof?
Oh, it's much smaller.
So it's as small as like a village?
You were talking about a population of about like 50 or 60.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So there's the manor, obviously the lord of this area. You know it's a Baron Wolfsbach. And as you guys approach, you see some movement in one of the windows because it's a two-story structure.
Of the manor?
Yeah. And then somebody runs, the door opens, and someone comes over to the gate, the front, as you pass by. Come in, I need to talk to you. You're here, good, they sent someone, good. And we'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
All right.